I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Now you have inmates that lead something called a hospice ministry. It's just a whole wing where you have elderly inmates that are dying of various kinds of illnesses because, as we said earlier, they don't get out. So there are like maybe three prisoners per month that actually die at Angola. And so, and guess who does the funerals? The inmate ministers that are trained at the Bible College. They do these funerals. They do grief counseling. And then they have the hospice ministry and many, many other kinds of ministries taking place within the prison itself. And a number of the professors at the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary that provide the education have said, you know, these guys provide us a model of what the church really should look like outside the prison. And the other thing that's really interesting is they have these 29 different congregations in the prison, and they're from different denominational perspectives all over the place, you know, Methodist, Lutheran, Baptist, Pentecostal, Catholic. And it's the most ecumenical environment you can imagine because so many of these people, and they share different chapels. So, you know, you may worship at a Presbyterian church on Monday night, but then on Tuesday night you're worshiping at a Methodist church. Now, not everybody does that, but plenty of these inmates actually go to different churches and support those other churches. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. I don't know how many people attend multiple churches and get along well with each other as they do here. So it's an incredible thriving kind of religious economy in the prison where people are free to be religious. And then what is really incredible is as these guys get training both in the congregations and in the Bible College, then they are free to serve other people. And that's the thing that we try to capture in the work, is that these guys literally give their lives away. And if you could sum up everything about this project, what we've learned in one of the titles of a paper we wrote, Serving Life by Dying to Self. I mean, they're basically just giving their lives to others. These guys actually tithe in the prison. They tithe to other inmates that are indigent. And that may be a real head scratcher because all of these guys are indigent. But, you know, sometimes they'll tithe just even things like toothpaste to another inmate that doesn't have a toothbrush or toothpaste. I mean, it's just remarkable the kind of change that we've been able to document.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.